Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is 10 Toes Down. We do it every single Thursday at 12:15. Get your questions in, 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well. Help you with any sort of questions you may have. I do want to read some thoughts on the text line coming out of this Pac-12 conversation because they made me giggle.
Mm.
I have no idea what channel anything is on anymore. Don't care. Just search for the game what I want. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
But then to this other texter's point, consistency is needed in a broadcaster because people are inherently lazy in their TV viewing habits.
Yes.
That's the truth, man.
Breaking them out of that is difficult to do.
Monday Night Football is Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Mm-hmm. Every single time. Every time. Your CBS afternoon game is most likely Jim Nance mm-hmm. and Tony Romo. The flip side Fox is Kevin Burkhardt and Tom's Braids. Like, people do love that. Mike Tirico Collinsworth on a Sunday
night.
That's
why you don't see those number one chairs change very often.
No.
Consistency in viewing habits matters.
Gotta Correct. Love my J.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I kind of live in a world where I would love to be in rotation for Herb Street and Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was Herb Street and Fowler calling my game this week, I'd be like, ooh, nice little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But I ingest sports differently than a lot of people do. I'm probably more near the lazy TV viewing habit, mm-hmm. honestly, than the sickos, like a lot of people at our station here. And then this text is just funny, even though it hurts my soul. I hear the Pac-12 is in negotiations with public access TV, and all games can be heard on NPR or KABU. Is KABU still a thing?
I think so.
Is KABU still a thing? Mm. I mean, I know NPR is.
Yeah. They don't exist. This is the only radio station.
This is the only radio station in Portland that you should be listening to. Or 92.3.
There you go.
94.7.
Mm.
99.5 The Wolf.
There you go.
97.1 Charlie.
Mm.
Our sister stations, 910, 1080. Those are also fantastic.
But we want you here.
We would love to have you here. Mm. And we are happy to have you here. 10 Toes Down, I will bring one to the table today, guys. I have a little clip that was left on my doorstep. We do have a no soliciting sign on our door.
Mm.
And it's right under the Ring camera. So every once in a while, I get to see people see the sign and turn around. Yeah. And the worst part is one I saw not too long ago, look down, because we have our doormat is Bluey.
Mm.
It's like got some characters on it, and it says, "Hope you like Bluey." And this woman looks down, she goes, "Dang it, they have kids too." Turned around and walked away, and I was like, "Whatever you're selling, I don't want.
I don't want it.
Unless you're trying to buy one of my kids, then yes, to the highest bidder."
Wow.
But somebody clipped something on my doorknob, and it is Christmas light installation.
Mm.
10 Toes Down. I'm a bad homeowner if I don't do it myself.
No, absolutely not. You're terrified of ladders.
I did it last year. Mm-hmm. I put it up and I took it down.
And how is the pucker factor for you?
The pucker factor was real. I had my engineering buddy come over and watch me to make sure mm-hmm. if I fell, somebody could call the authorities or tell me when I was going to do something wrong.
You can get the pole that has the little clips.
Mm-hmm.
It just allows you to kind of slide into it. That's what I did because...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My job was also a real kind of half-ass job. It's like one line above the garage doors.
Okay. Yeah, it's a one-story house. It's a ranch-style home, so and with a pretty easy roof line, and I have, like, no trees on the property, so it's super easy. So I did that because I couldn't, when I had the hip surgeries over 2 years, I couldn't do ladders.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got, it's like a 10-foot pole that has a little hook on it, and you can use it to put the, now, your arm will get tired because of doing the hook over and over again.
But it's better than, like, my cheeks getting tired of clapping.
Yeah.
Or your lower back killing you because you've been bending down all day.
Yes. Yeah. But also, paying the high school kid or the college kid to
this
come
was
do
like
it,
a laminated
I know,
door hanger.
The likelihood is, though, it's probably some kid in his 20s that's getting out there.
Got
and doing
access
that.
To a Kinko's.
You know what I mean? Like that. A little ingenuity, a little entrepreneurial spirit, and you're giving back to the community. I got no problem with that one. I'm 10 toes down. No, you don't have to.
I don't know where I land. Do I got to 10 toes this right now?
Yeah.
I'm tempted to pay somebody just because it's going to be a nicer job. It's just going to be, look, something that we undervalue so much in this society is like admitting that you can't do something. Look, my fat ass can't get on a ladder and put on Christmas lights, all
look,
right?
Some people got an eye for it. Like, look, if you're one of those...
Design-wise, I can design because I got palm trees in my front yard. Mm. I would love to string them up the palm trees.
There you go.
But I don't know how to do that.
But if you've got...
I want to build a biodome in my backyard and grow weed, and I don't know how to do any of that.
Have you seen the people that have, like, the full-on, like, integrated computer-controlled displays?
Sorry, what?
The people that have like the full on computer controlled displays.
Oh yeah, no. Like, no, I'm not there.
If you're that person, do it yourself. Or you have more money than God, you go hire somebody professional that knows how to do all that stuff. That's fine. But if you want to
dude,
hire somebody,
the validation.
To do it,
if you had a computer thing and you did it yourself, the Clark Griswold.
Oh yeah.
If you did that, the validation would be unreal. I mean, that's you standing outside 3 hours a day, walking around your front lawn, looking at the lights, and going, "Yep,
mm-hmm.
yep."
And when people drive by,
you
peer out the window like. You see somebody, oh, that rules. And you're like, damn right it does. Damn right it does.
You just wander around, and when somebody walks by your house, they're looking at the lights, and you look at them, and you go, wow, those guys did a nice job, huh? They're like, yeah, who lives in this house? And you're like, hi, I'm the homeowner.
I got a neighbor a couple houses down. He is known as Christmas light guy. He introduced himself to me as Christmas light guy. There is 500,000 lights on this house come Christmas. It is everywhere. Santa threw up on this place. That is not my deal. But if you want
every bulb.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. This dude is a like Christmas light dude. Like he loves to do it. If you're that person that you want to go out there and do that, cool. That's not for me. Like I've always said, like if I was going to get into it, like if I had all the money in a nice big nice house, pay somebody to do like a crazy Christmas light display or a Halloween display or something like that, I'd do that. It'd
do
be
I
cool?
Do I supply the lights?
Yes.
Okay, so I just give them the lights,
mm-hmm.
and they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you don't have to deal with the untangling.
I'm being told that I'm not a bad homeowner if I have someone else do it, but I am less of a man. Look, my friend, if you think that attacking my manhood is going to get places with Patrick Harris, boy, you are missing out, my friend.
You are less of a man.
Because I could care less. I could care less. I would turn in my man card maybe 20 years ago.
Mm.
I don't know things about cars. I can't change my own oil. I have changed brake pads.
Ooh.
I can change a tire in under 20 minutes. Like, I can do man
We're
stuff.
We're not throwing you in the NASCAR pit?
No. I also have just never been one that felt the urge to be a man.
Mm.
You know, I don't really play sports. I'm unathletic. I'm short.
See, that's what we got to get you. Got to get you shooting a gun.
No, that's not manly, dude. Mm. Shooting a gun does not test your manpower.
Oh, fire a gun for the first time in your life and tell me you don't feel the testosterone roll through your body.
But I don't need to feel the testosterone rolling through my body.
You do. Casey's nodding along. He does.
You might.
The first time you ever fire a firearm, not a BB gun, I'm talking about there is grains of powder in a round and it goes off. It is an adrenaline dump that you cannot replicate. I've taught probably 25, 30 people how to shoot, and it is so much fun the first time they squeeze a trigger. It is so much fun. Because it's the same reaction. I don't care where your politics are. I don't care where your beliefs on guns are. I don't care who you are as a person. The reaction is the same for every single person. Eyes as big as cookies, just fully out of your skull, chin down, mouth open, going, it, every single time. It's so much fun.
The YouTube is agreeing to put up a lit sign pointing to a neighbor's house with all lit up and just say ditto. What that guy said.
Yep, that one.
That is kind of funny.
That'd be pretty fun.
Problem is I got kids and they really want it, so it's going to happen. The lights are going up this year.
For
it's going to happen.
Okay.
All right. Well, I kind of dominated that with my 10 toes down. Any other 10 toes down, last chance, get them in. 503-864-6326. We'll double Seggy on this. When we come back, a little more 10 toes down. But first, that's my boy Casey with sports. Chilling here in 10 toes down as we do every Thursday at 12:15. Your involvement is much appreciated. Fan text line 503-864-6326. The YouTube chat as well. Currently watching England play Serbia right now in European qualifiers. 1-0. Nice goal from Bakoya Saka. That guy's good.
Casey, you can fire off the nobody cares drop.
No one cares.
I don't know. Bakoya Saka had a nice goal there.
Here we go.
It was really good, dude. What do you want from me?
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe I got can't believe I got fan happy hour booed. I'll take that up with Luke. Tell him his producer today is
on it.
On it, I guess. Yeah. I guess as a man who's not worried about losing his man card, I suppose I can take it.
There you go.
Suppose I gotta take it. 10 toes down, better regional food, Philly cheesesteak or a Texas brisket.
This one's easy for me.
I think it's easy for me too, and I think we're gonna agree.
Brisket.
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 See, I'm not really a brisket guy. Oh. I like Texas barbecue a lot. Brisket's a little fatty for me.
Brisket is what they do best.
Briskets give you like maybe 5 or 6 meals.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's true. It goes a really, really long way. I think the reality is that I don't like a cheesesteak.
Oh, I love a good cheesesteak.
That's too rich for me. That's too much.
I love a good cheesesteak with some chard.
Fatty and rich are different things.
Unbelievable. I'm going to look you up and down again.
Why?
Fatty?
Fatty.
It's too fatty for you?
It's too fatty for me. God. Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I don't like eating fat.
Then trim it off.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
All right.
You can cut it off. It's where the flavor lives.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, no, I am a North Carolina barbecue guy. I like a more vinegar.
I am
barbecue,
right there with you. I prefer North Carolina.
Texas brisket is like brisket is what they do. Brisket is a banger.
Had a brisket cheesecake yesterday. It was heavy as hell, but amazing. Yeah, sounds like it. Heavy and fatty.
Mm.
I'm definitely out on a brisket cheesesteak.
I think
is that a cheesesteak if it's a brisket?
Did you say brisket cheesecake the first
cheesesteak.
Time?
Cheesesteak. I don't.
I heard cheesecake the first time.
I did too. Mm. Brisket cheesecake? A little salty and sweet?
A little cream?
Yeah.
What? You got this cake and you cut into it and it's just, you got a cake you cut into and it's just brisket inside?
That makes a whole new meaning to is it cake?
Yeah.
You ever watch that show?
What?
During the pandemic? Is it cake?
Cake or Legos?
No. Is it cake?
Oh, I don't know what that means.
It was like they would make realistic looking cakes like of like a suitcase. And it, like they would cut into it, like which like they would have it like, you know, 30 feet away. Can you spot which one of these is cake?
Oh.
And they would be like the ones that were done by the super professionals were unreal. The number of times people got it wrong was endless because it looked like you ever seen that guy Amari Gushon, the chocolatier?
No.
No?
Is he the guy that smiles all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Does like the photorealistic stuff, like uses like CNC machines to make the stuff. He did one for Nike the other day. He had a giant, I think it was an Air Force One, and it was like, you know it's cake because of the size of it, but like he's done replicas where you can't tell. Like you just can't tell that it's cake.
I've seen one that's...
Oh my God.
I've seen that one that's like cake or Legos.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's the same kind of spin.
Although that's a really funny thought of putting the knife and it's Legos.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Making fun of me, huh?
No, I said Nike because I was saying Nike. I didn't call it a cheesecake.
I like this thought. Brisket is a low-grade cut. Give me the cheesecake. Unless you're bringing a better cut Texas style. If not, keep the brisket.
You did it again.
What?
You said cheesecake.
This says cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
I know. I just read this, but they probably meant cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah. You've got it implanted in their head.
God.
It happens.
Oh, God.
I'm just picturing, because my brain does not work functionally. You were, like, cutting into it and seeing the cheesecake. I was thinking cutting into it and just having a brisket on top of cheesecake.
Oh, no. I was like, the brisket is covered like a cake.
Yeah.
And the inside is not cake, it's brisket.
I was thinking, like, a piece of brisket on top of a slice of cheesecake.
Like a little bit of a maple glaze on top
of it. Yeah, but instead it's just brisket.
Oh.
A little salty sweet.
10 toes down. The Mariners and Blazers will never let baseball come to Portland.
The Blazers don't care. The season is not during theirs.
And the Mariners would like to not be the largest traveling team in baseball every single year.
But they are protective of this market.
Really?
They are.
I don't view this as a Seattle market.
It's not.
I mean, we talk about it here because it's the only closest
but
team.
But they do treat it as a protected market, for sure.
I think you could build a lot of great rivalries that would continue this.
Oh, I mean, 100%. You want to go 10 toes down, it would be great for an I-5 rivalry and to have another have a team here selfishly for both, for all of us. Having a team here would be rad. Which, man, it's gaining some momentum.
I don't think it happens. You want a 10 toes down? We don't get a baseball team.
Just gaining some momentum.
I'm so beat to the floor on this. Just hurts.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I want it so bad that I know it's not going
to
happen.
But you're just closing your heart to it because you don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
I'm
well, you know me, man. The second I invest in something, it's a bad idea.
It dies.
Yeah, this is why I don't gamble.
You kill
this is why
everything.
I don't play the stock market.
Yeah.
If I invest in you,
Yeah, you see Harris out there on the NASDAQ. Pull your money out.
We make fun of Sprague for Sprague in the line. You don't want me in that. You don't want me in that.
It hurts.
It does hurt. It does hurt. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I want to buy Timbers season tickets, but I have to keep in my mind, like, there's no way I could afford nor have the time to do Timbers and a baseball team. So what would I choose if I chose one?
Come on.
I want to say it's baseball, man, but I love 2 hours at Providence Park.
Okay.
I do.
I get you one baseball game on the waterfront. You're done.
Yeah, that's probably
true.
You're
done.
I'm probably cooked.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Also, another 10 toes down just came across with on the Fantex line. I do not subscribe to this, but that's me putting my 10 toes down. Are you guys have a slice of cheese with your cake, people?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
What?
Yeah.
What?
People want cheese with their cake. A little salty sweet. 10 toes down, I mean, no.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, charcuterie.
Sorry, not cake. Pie. My bad. Not cake. Pie.
Cheese either way, pie? Like, yeah. like a nice brie with a lemon meringue?
Like a slice of cheese. That's a thing.
No.
Yeah, I am a hard no. 10 toes down,
yeah,
hard
it's gotta
no.
be a no.
That shouldn't be a thing.
It's akin to peanut butter and hamburger. Same kind
That's
of deal.
Good, though. That works.
Not my Huckleberry. I'm not a peanut butter guy. So.
I know you're not. You get real mad when I eat it. Did you notice I stopped eating peanut butter in here?
Well, yeah, in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will never stop eating peanut butter.
Yeah. Peanut butter.
Fat kid in me?
Peanut butter for whatever. Oh, it's too fatty. It's too fatty.
That's
no.
delicious.
Yeah, see? Hypocrite. But also, peanut butter, despite being what it is one of the most like effervescent smells that exists. Like, have you ever, like, is anybody ever eaten peanut butter anywhere near you and not been, you like, I smell that?
Well, yeah, because it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's like bacon.
No, see, that I can get down with. Because it's fatty.
Not all bacon's fatty.
It should be.
Most bacon's fatty.
If you try to buy lean bacon.
Oh, my God, you would.
Thick slices of lean bacon.
What?
What are you doing?
How do you have thick slices of lean bacon?
It's expensive.
So, like the brisket, you could trim it.
But then I have less bacon.
But you trim the fat off.
Not when I buy thick, lean cut.
But it's already been cut.
Well, yeah, that way I don't have to cut it anymore.
But then when you cook it, you get less fat, which is where the flavor is. God, you don't make any sense.
I think I make perfect sense.
That's the problem.
I'm being told it's cheddar on apple pie. Yeah. That is disgusting.
No. I've heard this before. I am
so blown away that I've never heard of this.
I think it's a Midwest/Northeast thing.
It better just be a Wisconsin thing.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Said they saw it on a menu on Fremont Street in Vegas. Close that place down.
It has roots pairing fruit pies with cheese dates back to 17th century in England.
Yeah, and guess what they didn't have in 17th century England? A toilet.
They also still boil their meats in England. So why are we taking cooking tips?
Never take culinary advice from the Brits. Take the advice of the things they've stolen. Not their cuisine.
Oh, yeah. Best food I've ever had in my entire life is in London. Now, it was Chinese and Indian food, but...
Yes. They steal cuisine better than anybody. Even, well, maybe not better than us, but pretty damn good. But yeah, cheese on pie, yeah. Nah.
I mean, I would try it, but I don't feel good about it.
No.
I would try it, though. You know, and it is an English thing, though, to have, like, you could have, like, a little cheese platter and crackers as a dessert with some fruit. Like a mini charcuterie?
Yeah, like
without meats and bread, but just cheese and some fruit.
I'm an apple on a charcuterie board type of guy. I'm all for that. Cheese and pie is crazy.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Apple, fig, something like that on the charcuterie board. Yeah,
something like a grape.
Yeah, get down with that. That's fine.
All right, let's get out of here. We'll get into closing arguments, send you on your way. That's 10 Toes Down every Thursday at 12:15. We come back, we'll call it a day. 105.1 The Fan. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We appreciate you being with us. We'll finish up with closing arguments here and then send you packing. On the show tomorrow, as I've teased all day, we'll have Alex Brink on at 10:30 to talk the new Pac-12 deal, plus also Washington State fired their AD before Oregon State did. That's that was something I did not have on my bingo card. We'll definitely carve out some time for Hawks and Rams, as I think that is the NFL game of the weekend for me. No offense to Lions Eagles. But Hawks Rams is,
I think that's the game for everybody, to be honest.
Dude.
That's a really good game.
We'll have a conversation about Texas and Oklahoma tomorrow. Do we RIP their chances for the playoff? We'll touch on Iowa-USC, which is the big game in college football, in my opinion. We'll put a bow on Oregon taking on Minnesota tomorrow. Take our morning stroll around the Pacific Northwest and look at games. Also, the MVP for the American League, Baseball, is announced today. Shohei's going to win it in the National League. There'll be no drama there. Aaron Judge or Cal Raleigh? We'll finally have the answer to that question. And look, just because I would have voted some way, don't be sad when I told you so.
I mean, I would have voted for Cal.
I would have too. 10 toes down, Judge is going to win it.
Y'all know where I stand.
I know where you stand.
Says the guy in the Yankees hat.
Yeah, he can. You talk about Aaron Judge, he can rise without lifting his legs. That all right? That do it?
Wow.
That do it? Plus, we'll take a peek at the Blazers going into the weekend. So, a fun Friday. Fun Football Friday show tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk a little gambling as well.
See? Look. Just a matter of weeks, and I'll have a...
What you don't realize is the only reason we choose to talk about gambling on this show is when it's like some sort of corruption and malpractice.
Yeah, well.
Very rarely am I like, you know what? I got $100, guys. What are we putting down tonight?
We'll get him. We'll get him. Trust me. We've had him sprinkle a little here or there. We'll get him there.
I probably will never have a FanDuel or DraftKings account.
But you don't have to. Alien is close enough.
Yeah. I'd rather like play cards and craps than sports gamble. I'd rather do that gambling.
Still
but even that I'm not that excited about. Speaking of things not excited about tonight, the Jets at the Patriots tonight.
Don't care.
Does it shock anybody sometimes thinking about this that, like, boy, Aaron Glenn sure is salty with the media these days for a first-time head coach on a really bad team.
Yeah, you just said it. This guy, look. When he took this job, I was like, I get it. There's only so many of these jobs, blah, blah, blah. But I am such of the mind now that if you are a first-time head coach, you do what Ben Johnson did.
In what sense?
You wait.
Yeah.
You wait. Remember, last year, there was this talk about him taking a job going into the season and leaving to be a head coach, and then he's like, nah, I'm good. Good. Bears' job opens up. Things clear out.
Got the quarterback, got some weapons.
Things look,
bring someone in to figure out the defense.
Even if things aren't great, that they're in a better spot. The Jets were in a terrible spot. You knew what it was going to be. They were like, hey, you know what we should do? We should hitch our wagon to Justin Fields.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're hitching their wagon to what they thought was going to be a really nice quarterback draft class this year. I really think that's what they were hitching their horse to. I just find it interesting because you know what? You know what I don't hear Liam Cohen doing? Calling out reporters in press conferences. No. You know what I don't hear Kellen Moore doing? Screaming about accountability.
No.
You know, not even Gannon in Arizona, dude. And they're a disaster down there. And he's not saying that stuff. I'm so fascinated. I thought Aaron Glenn was going to be a good hire for them. I waxed poetically, as I like to say on this program, about liking the Aaron Glenn hire in New York because I thought he would bring accountability and force people to be adults in the room and maybe be a nice counter to Woody Johnson, a former NFL player, clearly a great defensive mind, which you need in that division, especially now looking at Drake May and Josh Allen.
And, set up.
And say what you want about Tua, but like Tua's going to be there for a while. He's got talent.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I think he will be, but he's got talent. So all three quarterbacks have talent that you are going to need to game plan around. They're all very different quarterbacks. So
but
I kind of liked it.
The dysfunction.
And it's just been a disaster.
It starts with Woody Johnson. It does. Then just it's
wearing the truck store dad hat in a suit
with you know, a $500,000 Woody iced out chain like Sauce's. Remind me again, Sauce Gardner, a Jet still?
No, he's not.
And there's all these stories and reports now that Quinnen Williams wanted out at the beginning of the year and he just kept it quiet.
Smart, man.
I mean, you wanted out and you ended up in Dallas.
Yeah.
Now, living's probably better.
I'd rather live in Dallas. Rather play for the Cowboys than the Jets.
Jerry Jones helps out his D-lineman. Historically, he has always paid his D-lineman until Michael Parsons.
There you go.
I would much rather play in Dallas than the Jets. I mean, and Dallas is a hot dumpster fire.
Yes. And tax-free.
It is tax-free.
And when you're dealing with them big contracts, that's a lot of money.
You can ask Bill Big Will Betts on how he's doing in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I hear he's doing just
cost
fine.
Of living a lot better down there. Let me tell you right now, every time I'm looking at new houses and I look at Dallas and I'm like, oh, so I could get a 3,500 square foot house that was built in the last 5 years for what I would pay for a 900 square foot, two bedroom, one bathroom house here. Cool.
I think that guy makes the same amount of money as I do, but like twice what I make due to cost of living.
Yes. Living good.
I love me some Will Ordner. I'm excited to like have a standalone Patriots game because as much as I've watched them, you know, I've kind of darted here and there in and out on them. I'm excited for a standalone game for them because, look, I think there's no doubt about it. They were a very sexy team going into this season. I don't think anybody expected them to be as good as they have been.
I picked them as a wild card team.
Yeah. They're 8-2. That ain't a wild card team.
No, I thought at this point in time, 6-3.
Yeah.
6-3, 5-4, somewhere around
there. Somewhere around there.
Good.
5-4 would get you in first place in the AFC North.
Hey. You know, it's hard out here.
Yeah, I'm excited. Drake May, you know, I get to see him on a Thursday. But you know how this is going to go, Danny. You know how this is going to go. It goes down like this every Thursday. We sit here and we talk ourselves into, like, I'm excited to see if the Bills can get their offense back on track. I'm excited to see Aaron Rodgers and his offense on display. Can their defense do something? Then we walk into a game and everything you thought they were good at, they suck at. And everything they suck at, they're instantly good at. And the team that's absolute trash, i.e. the Jets, end up beating the Patriots, who are 8-2. This is how this goes every single Thursday.
Well, you just put it out there in the world.
Unpatriotic.
So it's definitely not going to happen.
It's un-American.
Everything that you think is going to happen doesn't
Thursday
happen.
Night football is un-American.
Wow. I would go the other way around and think, I think football should be on every day.
Is there any other Maction on tonight?
There's always Maction.
I think Sunbelt.
Maction never sleeps.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's something on. Always. Can't watch it, though.
Sounds like that deal ain't getting any better either.
Well, they said there was some momentum.
Yeah, and then I read another one today that YouTube TV is going to hold out as much as they can because unlike most people that cave to Disney, YouTube has Google money.
Yeah. They're Google the money second is, or third most valued property on the planet.
Yeah, Google money can compete with Disney money.
Not even compete. They can tell them to pound sand.
And I think it's fascinating because on the surface, I would think YouTube, they don't got more than Disney.
It's like, yeah, they do.
Disney's the closest thing to Vatican we have in the world. They just do their own thing. Mm-hmm. Closing arguments brought to you by Less Skin Law. Visit lessskinlaw.com for more information. Less Skin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That's going to do it for us. I hope you all have a wonderful Thursday. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Football Friday for Danny Morang. That's Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris, and you all go do what I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.